Anyway, the pasuk says, "Oshem lachem lev ladas ve'naim liros ve'oznaim lishma." Adayom hazeh. Of course, God didn't give you a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. Right? So Rashi brings two pshatim, you know, both are from Chazal. That
the brain has nothing to do with anything, it's just the heart.
Okay, now, you know, okay. Anyway, we'll discuss that in a second. We're actually going to get into why the Rosh is not meant, not the Moach. Why is the Moach not mentioned?
The heart is the Moach in this passage.
Well, we'll explain in a second. The Moach has a higher function. It's going to explain. But excellent, Ritzvi Chap. One of the things that needs to be discussed, where's the Moach? Right? Now, that's one thing that needs to be understood. But Rashi brings two pshatim on this, right? So one pshat is that Am Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a sefer Torah to Shevet Levi, and said Ata Mashlit Shivtchalav, like you make Shevet Levi like Bailim on the Torah. Torah's for all Klal Yisrael. So you know they misunderstood because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to write 13 sifrei Torah and give one to each Shevet. Right, and one to be Bitsada Oron. From here I see that you are chafetz and dovek. You want and you cling. Chafetz and dvekim b'makom. What's a double lashon? Chafetz and dvekim b'makom. Right, that's to define what that means. Another is that the other pshat is mikan she'enodem omed al das rabo ad arba'im shana. Now, this is the source. What Chazal say? That, you know, what you hear from your Rebbe, you only understand really 40 years later. That should be preserved and not be lost to Klal Yisrael, you know, historical revisionists should not cover this up, that I think it was can't remember when it was, but, you know, the Merkaz Arav did something for the Patira of Rav Kook, and Rav Huttner sent a letter. He says that Rav Huttner sent a letter, Igeris Bracha, and says it's 40 years since I was by Rav Kook, and now I'm being Zocha, you know.
And a few more later,
they
pulled it out,
the Heskam
from his
sefer.
And they started reprinting it without his Heskam. A few years after that, they took his picture right out of the... They used to have his picture hanging in the sukkah.
Uh-huh.
They took it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
correctness gone crazy.
Yeah, okay. So, Me'inyan Le'inyan, once we're talking about, just it should be, you know, because these are Divrei Torah that are rare to find. Yeah, there's everyone knows the famous Kasha attributed to Rabbi Chanan, you know, that what's the big Chiddush of Tshuva, right? There's the Din of Toil HaRishonis.
I told you already my answer.
Right, you told me your answer. So right. So we discussed this last year. All right, so there's a sefer by Rav Neria, who was a Talmud Rav Kook, called Zdeya Re'ia. Right, you know, the field, which literally means field of vision, but Zdeya Re'ia was a Drosh Tevz of Rav Kook, Rav Avram Yitzhak HaKohen. So it's talking about the people who surrounded Rav Kook, his cabinet, and he has an entry in Rav Huttner. This Rav Neria considered Rav Huttner from the Talmidim of Rav Kook. And in the entry over there on Rav Huttner, so first of all, he says that he went to a Maimer in Chaim Berlin in the 1950s, and and he said he was very nana, the whole thing. There was a Maimer in the dark, he describes, and after he went over to Rav Huttner, give a yashkoch, said, you know, this is a shtickel iris that I worked over, right? The whole Maimer was really a shtickel iris, right? But the interesting thing over there, he says over there,
a shtickel what?
A shtickel iris was a orot, is a sefer of Rav Kook. He was saying that the whole mimer that he gave, you know, which was kind of bishinui, because Rav Neria didn't write, was a shtick iris that he reworked. You know, it was kind of bishinui.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So he says, oh, I could work over a shtick iris. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but what's interesting over there is that he says Rav Neria, that he was speaking to Rav Huttner at that time, and he said, I remember you were by Rav Kook on Motzei Yom Kippur, and they were handling Rav Chanan's kasha, right?
He talked about it. Rav Lipner talked about this question.
Okay, so
there's a maimer on this question.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm telling you that this is what it says in this book. You know, you were there. I was a little kid at the time, but I remember you were there. Do you remember what Rav Kook said on that? He says, yes, Rav Kook said the following terrors to the Kasha. And he said like this, that he says, Kusha is an interesting chab. Kusha mi korolesa. The Kasha is not a Kasha b'chal. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim, there were six things that were nivra, karm shenivra, olam. One of them was
children. The questions. I don't know if they know what the question is.
The Kasha, you know, it's attributed to Rav Chanan, but other people ask it. Yeah, what attributes it to Rav Chanan? Is that the, right, we have a halacha that Chazal say, that if a person regrets doing a mitzvah, he lost schar for that mitzvah. He lost all the schar for the mitzvah. You say, ah, what tolls did I get from doing that? Alvai v'lo asiti, right? You don't, it's Rasha from the Rambam, the way he says that you lost the schar of all your mitzvahs if you're just mezalza and why did I do that one mitzvah? All right, but I'll cope for that, for one thing, vadai, for that mitzvah for sure. As Rasha Rambam, you lost the schar of all your mitzvahs. Right? So, you know, they say the name of Rav Chanan, but Rav Kook was older than Rav Chanan. You know, it's not, the Kasha first in some reason is six to Rav Chanan, even though others ask it even earlier than Rav Chanan. Right? That, so, if so, what's the big chiddush of tshuva? We say tshuva is a big, big chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? All right, you know, you could regretting your mitzvah, you lose the schar of your mitzvah. So it should just be min adin. Regretting your avera, you lose the onish for your avera. What's the big chesed?
Do you remember what I told
you? I remember what was good, but I don't remember what you said.
So I'm going to tell you again.
So tell me again.
I hope you're not going to forget it.
All right, but I do remember that the next Shabbos, Shatner was here, and both of us were by Rabbi Stein in BBY on Shabbos morning, and he said your teretz. You know, he was mechavin to you. Right, so, but I don't remember what it was. Go ahead, say it over.
My teretz is the person who's a balabas over his chai, he could give it up. He's not a balabas over his own, so he can't give it up.
Excellent. Very good. I remember it was very, very sharp. Yeah. So, very good. So anyway, Mr. That's not what Rav Huttner said.
No, but if you look deep into it, you'll see that this is the side.
Yeah.
This is the
way. So Rav Huttner reminded Rav Neria, that yeah, I remember what he said. He had a chop like this. Gemara Pesachim says there were six things that were nivra karm shenivra olam. One of them is tshuva. So tshuva came first. You can't say what's the big chesed tshuva. Tshuva really, tshuva came first. But zelu umasel osel, okay, right? So if it has to be something azah good, that's be something. It has to be as its evil twin.
Now I remember that too.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's it says.
Character that you undo something that you did, so that has to be
right.
Bad.
So, that's not true. Right, look, Rav Huttner reminded Neria that that's what Rav Kook said.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, but getting Anam Bididan to get back to what we're talking about. That's from this result because they got Torah 40 years earlier, and then there's Leva, right? So, you know, so the question is why that should be that way. And before, you know, going back to the words, Lev Ladas, Einayim Liros, was Naim Lishmo. All right, so we'll be Magdim with the Divrei Agon, you know, that the Gon writes that the...
what's the question? I don't see the question. Lev is the way you understand, the eyes you see.
Right. That's the Remes, and that's going back on Ein Adam Omed Al Das Rabot Arbaim Shana. From here, the Einayim Lev and Oznayim is Ein Adam Omed Al Das Rabo at Arbaim Shana. Right, that this is where it says Einayim Liros Oznayim Lishma Lev Adas Einayim Liros Oznayim Lishma Adayom Mazeh. Right, so that is the
that's a pasuk.
Right, that's pasuk. This week's parsha.
What's the context of that?
That's
the
a con- telling. Yeah, you have eyes today. Yeah. Well, look, eyes you had, right? Yeah. Ears you had. Right, so you know, eyes already they had all the 40 years, and ears they had, you know, but it's called Adayom Hazeh, right? No, so this is Ein Adam Omed Al Das Rabo. It's said in the context of you today. You have eyes, ears, and heart. Today you have eyes and ears, heart.
You didn't have it before.
Kilu, you didn't have eyes, ears, and heart beforehand.
It's the 40 years.
That's the question. What does it mean? Right.
Einayim. You just say, Kosh Bo, sof yadatim. You know, no, it's Einayim. Lev.
Something changed.
Lev einayim oznayim, as if you didn't have those organs all the 40 years. Today you have eyes, they have your ears. All right. All right. So it is like this. You know, the these three, you know, these are the three organs by which we take in information. You know something either because you saw it, you know something because you were told about it, or you know something because you figured it out. These are three ways that you have knowledge. You saw it, you heard about it, or you figured it out. Lev Adas. And the Goyen shows consistently that throughout Tanakh, the Nevi'im always talk about the, like, even Lara, that, hey, you know, Achbed Libo, you know, Achbed Elzno, Ve'en of Hosha, and Yishayo, etc. You know, the, it brings psukim from all over Tanakh. They'll always talk about, you know, even when it's Lara, that their eyes are, you know, turned away, and their ears are stuffed up. And yeah, but it brings psukim that's also, right, because these are the three ways a person takes in information. A person either knows something because he saw it, he knows something because he heard about it, or he knows something because he figured it out, right? And connected that, our Torah, says the Goyen, that came to satisfy that mamish be Torah Hashem tamima, that it's like mamish, it's lacking nothing, right? Shalim. So he says that's why there's Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, and soda satara, right? Sod. Because that mamish, but sod is not just that it's deeper, but mamish satisfies a different capacity of the human being. Torah shebichsav, you take in with your einayim, you read it. So bichsav. Torah shebal peh, you take in with your oznayim, right? It's Baal Peh. Right? Soidus, so when it comes to Maiser Makovin, Gemara says that Maiser Makovin, you don't even teach it biyochid. Elimei Chacham, umeim now mosin lo roshei prakim. And he has to figure the rest out. So the Soidus, you know, is you know, the Bina Salev. Right? That it's, you know, Soidus you have to figure out for yourself. There's no, you know, Maiser Makovin, the Amkus of Sod. You know, that you just give him roshei prakim. And he has to be Chacham umeivin mi daito. So that's the Lev Ladas, right? All right. But the obvious point to make is, this is all talking about in a guf. Let's say the neshama, and when the neshamas learn Torah and the Masifta de Rakia, where there's no Eivorim, there's no Einayim, and there's no Oznayim, and there's no, right? Right, so, you know, none of these divisions apply. It's all one. And that was the madrega of Am Yisrael by Maimad Har Sinai, a madrega that they really couldn't handle, right? That it says v'cholam roim es hakolos, right? A sensory cross where they can even see sound. But not only that, generally in koil, right? Re'iyah, you could see two different things at the same time. Like I'm looking at all of you in a panoramic, you know. But trei koli lo mishtamboi, right? You can't hear two things simultaneously. But by Maimar Har Sinai, Shomer V'zocha B'dibur Echad Imru, you know, and all the opposites were said, you know, B'dibur Echad, Lashon Chazal, Masha'ena Peh Yechol Ledaber, Masha'ena Oizen Yechol Lishmor. Right, that's what it means. Achas Dibra Okim, Shtayim Zu Shamati. Right, Chazal Darsh that Pasuk, that's talking about by Maimar Har Sinai. Right, because at that time it was like that the Divrei Torah was not in a lavush that the guf can handle, right? But when the Torah fully came to earth, so it splintered. Certain aspects became Torah Shebichsav, certain aspects became Torah Shebaal Peh, and certain aspects became Sod, Keneged Einayim, Oznayim, and Lev. Right, the three components of the human experience of of how you get information. Right, so now. So with this, you can understand, you know, a little bit of so Reb Tzvi pointed out that the moch is not mentioned, the brain is not mentioned. Now the truth is like this, at least Alpi Kabbalah, right? I don't know how to explain it, you know, biologically, right? But the Indian of the moch, right? The inyan of the moach that Chazal tell us, you know, the lashon of the Zohar is rather, right? That the neshama mishkana b'moach, right? That the neshama, as it were, it dwells in the moach, right? The ruach in the lev and the nefesh in the kaved. Right, so now the neshama is, you know, even that which is, you know, the Nefesh HaChayim explains, that which it says, neshama is b'moach, even that's not strictly true, but it's just mashpia to the moach. Right, the pshat is like this, you know, the function of the moach is your antennas. It's where the neshama is mashpia to, but it's not conscious thought yet. It reaches conscious thought, right, when it filters down from moach to lev. Right, in that transition of when it's something that you care about, you take interest in, and that transition is so in the flow of that transition from mind to heart is where conscious thought is. And there's what you call, you know, there's subconscious thought. You know, Chazal called afogav the iu lo chaze mazle chaze. You know, suddenly you feel a certain fear, and you don't know what. Right, so or like Chag Yisrael Malachi, who were with Daniel, and he got his nevuah. They also went into shock and went into trauma. Afagav diu lo chazi, mazle chazi. That experience is in the moach, right? That's like antennas, right? But you don't understand, you know. So it's called mazle chazi, and so the moach, which is on
intuition,
yeah, it's above the, it's not in, as it were. The lave is in the guf. Right? The moach is considered to be lamala from the guf. It's like behilo nero al roshi, so like the candle that's on top of the head. As it were, you know, what the Indian of moach, you know, alpi, you know, machshava, you know, alpi kabbalah, is like, that's as it were our antennas. Now that's where the neshama sends transmissions to the moach. But it's the process of how it comes down to the lev, you know, in that transition is conscious thought. Right? Right, but the moach is like a shirish, but it's not what you really understand. It's your antenna, right? Conscious thought is when it filters down and is internalized and it goes to the lave, right? You know what it's like luchos, right? Kosvei maluchos libecha v'chasafti ala luchos, right? So you know the putting the writing on the tablets, right, is to put it belave. Right, let's put it, you know, in the heart, internalized. You know, until it reaches the lave, it's just dvarim aporchim ba'avir. And that's the function of moch. It's your antenna. It's your antenna. It's not really where your conscience, you know, really sits. Right? Your conscience sits in the heart. Right? Your moch, the function of moch is like a shirish, where, you know, from there it's drawn down. Right? So now the... Like we were saying, right? The Indian is that this is all mitzad guf, that the things splinter into a mitzad conscious thought. You're conscious of what you see, what you hear, and what you figure out. Right? The moch is above that. It's the shurish, right? And then you showed arbe makom laharich, because the shurish is the Indian of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh. And we're going to talk about that when we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezer Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is talking of Rosh, as we're going to explain. It's lamala, the end of Tkiya Shofar is lamala, it's lamala from Dibur, it's lamala from conscious thought. It's shorash ha-machshava. Right? Arba Rosh Hashanah, but over there it's just because there were neither on different things and different things, but you have Rosh Hashanah, we're going to talk about his mamash, the end of Moach, as we're going to talk about. And Yom Kippur is the end of Lev. And the 10 days in between is going to be the end of the transition. As we're going to explain,
Pesach is the merger of the two, or something like that. I forgot you once talked about this.
Yeah. So yeah.
Do you remember when speaking about this? Pesach.
No. It could be. You may know.
Right. Because it's the Mashab Tkila. The world was really created.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Right.
I remember all this stuff.
No, that Machshava and Maisa is the difference between Tishrei and Nisan. The difference between Machshava and Maisa. Right, but yeah, we're going to talk about that Rosh Hashanah. The actual days of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh. Now, we're going to discuss that. But that's...
It was Pesach that was all of Machshava to create the world? Was it
not? No, it's Tishrei and Velo Nivra Ad Nisan. It's the other way around. All of Machshava and Tishrei.
But it wasn't.
That's what I say. All of Machshava.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
All of Machshava and Tishrei.
But it was Nisan that was created.
That's right. The Bria B'Po.
So right. Pesach would be when it comes together.
Yeah. And the world was actually...
Yeah, so no, so we're going to discuss that. That reading of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh. Mamash Rosh. Rosh. No, we're going to discuss it. That's in of Simonim, just Shoroshim, roots. Roots. All right, that's... That's and then the whole mahalach from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur is really going from Moach to Lev. Ulevavo Yavin Vishav Verofalo. Right? When the heart understands, that's when you do tshuva. And Ulevavo Yavin Vishav Verofalo, but you have to go from Moach to Lev. It's transition of, and we're going to discuss that more when we get to it. So, but what we want to discuss tonight is just.
We'll get to it in a week.
Yeah, we'll have another Thursday night next week. Next week we'll discuss it closer, right? But I just want to talk about Legabe this week's parsha. A nine loss is nine shot, right? So now, that's all mitzad guf, right? And mitzad that, that's why Enodom Omed Al Das Rabba at Arbaim Shana, right? Right. Why should it be? Why can't you understand right away, Mabaya? What's the problem? Because the reason why you can't understand right away is because conscious thought is biochemical, and until the ruchnius fully filters through to the biochemical, it could be 40 years. And that's what it means. A naim liros, that the problem is you have a goof, right? Of course, the Torah is MS, is always MS, and it's just as true the first moment you heard it as any time. It's timeless truth. The problem is, the biochemical processing that, that the problem is in the Einayim and the Oznayim and the Lev. That's where the problem is, right? So until the Einayim finally see Ruchnius, and until that Nekuda that you heard, and until the ears really hear what you heard, and until the heart really understands, right? That could take 40 years, mitzad guf, right? And that's it. The problem is in the Einayim. And with this, you can understand another Lashon of Chazal that everyone knows, and it's in this week's parsha. Rashi brings it. B'chol yu be'einecha kechadoshim. What is the pshat in that halacha? You have to learn every day. It comes up repetitively in Rashi in this week's parsha. It should be kilu hayom itztavisa, kilu hayom, chadoshim be'einecha, kilu hayom. How am I supposed to deceive myself as if this is the first time I'm seeing this black Gemara? The answer is like this. All right? Really, Divrei Torah is always new, because Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, Divrei Torah is infinite, right? Divrei Torah is like doesn't get old, because it's Novlos Chochma Shomala, it's like the wutherings of divine intelligence, it's infinite, right? Right? So Fakert, the Kasha is like this, why does the Torah look the same today as it did yesterday? That's really the Kasha. Einecha, that's the problem. You know why it looks the same? Because to the flesh eye, it looks the same. Because the flesh eye just reads the black on white, the printed black on white, and the printed black on white looks the same as yesterday. And that's the challenge. B'chom yu be'einecha k'chadashim. The real challenge, the ritual is perpetually new. The challenge is be'einecha. Can you see it? Can you get past it? Make the eye, condition the eye to see the ruchnius. Because when the eye could see ruchnius, it'll see it perpetually new. The reason why it looks the same as yesterday is because you're looking at it with yesterday's eyes. Because the eyes, just see black and white, and the black and white is identical. Even in a real Gemara, Koshkein Art Scroll. Right?
That's a good question. So how do you answer that? So how's the Gemara answering that question?
No. So sometimes you could take our boy. So first of all, that's what Pshat. B'chol yu be'inecha kichadoshim. The problem is einecha. You have to be mizgaber. What? You got to be mizgaber over the problem in einecha. The Divrei Torah is always chadosh. The problem is einecha. You be'inecha kichadoshim. Right? And for that same predicament that we have, that's why it could be. Shein Adam Omed Al Das Rabo Ad Arboim Shona.
So you're saying it takes 40 years until you start becoming a little more blind in your eyes for your mind's eye to open up.
Yeah, the cataracts doesn't have to set in order for the other vision to open up. But that's what it is. Right? That's the challenge. The challenge. This is the challenge. Right? And this is the big mania in Dveikus. Right? Right, the Menia and Dveikus, right, is mitzad the guf, not mitzad the neshama. Right, that the guf doesn't want to come along. Right, but when the eyes finally see ruchnius, and when the ears could finally hear ruchnius, right, not just hear sound bites, and the heart could understand soida satera, not just tam understand, physical ideas, right. So at that point, tem chafetzim udveikim b'makom, because now the guf is in it also. And the big challenge is all because of Chet HaEgel. All because of Chet HaEgel. Because that's the whole Hevdela Mahuti between the Luchos Rishonos that we lost and the Luchos Shnias that we get on Yom Kippur, that we're starting, Moshe was called up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're in the process of getting Luchos Shnias. What's the Hevdela Mahuti between Luchos Shnias and Luchos Rishonos? Luchos is that Vamichta, right? Valuchos Maisel Kimema, Vamichta Vamichta Kim Charos al Luchos. Even the tablets were divine. So we said the tablets refer to the human heart. Kosrim Aluchos Libecha. My Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, used to have fights with us in Shir, because, you know, us educated people, everyone knows that that according to the Shittas in the Midrashim, the Luchos were cubed, right? And yet everyone draws it like this, you know, round. So, we told Rav Moshe, because it's from Michelangelo, and we all copied from him. And that's the common, to enlighten people who know the Midrashim, assume that that's the pshat. And he starts with, Asul it chakem, don't be wise guys. Asul it chakem. Zelev, Zelev. Right? Now, because Am Yisrael is always drawing luchas mitzad, what luchas are keneged, not mitzad what they look like. They're keneged the heart. Right? The original lev, Yisrael shom b'ar sinai paskal zu amasan, and the lev was like mamash alukus. Right? So we were totally in perfect sync with the Torah. And that's why the Luchos were Mais Elokim, V'michtav Michtav Elokim, it was both Elokos, perfect synced, right? Right? Because of Chet HaEgel, there was Shviras Elokos. We lost that Madrega. We're not, and Medrash and Parshas Yisro says, Shavartem Naase, Hizaru B'Nishma. You broke the Madrega of Naase. Be careful with Nishma. Right, because the whole thing, when we said Nasa Karnishma, is that we were Makadish the Guft, which does the Asiyas, that should be just in tune, just as much in tune with Ratzon Hashem as the intellect. So that's being Magdim Nasa Nishma. So Mary says, when we did Chedeko, Shavartem Nasa, Hizaru B'Nishma. The Koach of Maisa, which is Guf, is Shavur, it's broken. Right? The intellect still could, sure, intellectually you could understand Torah, but the Guf is not in natural sync. And connected to the second Luchas were earthly stone. Connected our heart of stone, Leva Evan. Right? But during, like we explained another time, we have to, in El, we're building, Pselachash, carving out a heart, as a Rem is a Baal term of El, Es Levavchav, Es Levav. We're carving out the Pselachash, Neluchal Savonim, carving out a heart, Vechasafti, Aluchas, and Sadzvorim. Right? And connected that, we have the problem with our, that our eyes and our ears and our heart is not perfectly pure. To be in perfect sync with Divrei Torah. Be in perfect sync with Divrei Torah. Right? It's not in perfect sync. Right? And that's why I could take Adar Boim Shona. And that's why we have a problem that we could look at the same Daf Gemara, not see Chachos B'Kol Yom, even though Divrei Torah is infinite, and there's infinite, because the pure retina sees the same black and white yesterday as it does today. You say it looks today, it says yesterday, and that's the challenge. And that's because of Shviras Aluchas. Right, that we only have physical eyes.
So what's the right balance between the moyach, the logic, and the lev, the feeling? What's the right balance?
It's not supposed to be a kachos, it's supposed to be a continuum. That whatever the moyach apprehends, it's the antennas, should process straight through the lev, and nothing should get lost in transition. The problem is that things get lost in transition because the body is not a good receptacle. It's like trying to carve on stone.
No, so it's not two separate... It's connected.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a direct. When we were Mais Elokim, Luchos Rishonos, like the heart was a heart of Elokus, not a heart of stone. It was a direct continuum. Flowed. The flow of information went freely without anything getting lost in transition. Because of Shviras Haluchos of Chet HaEgel, we have a Leva Evan. It's like trying to etch on stone. Right? And that's why it takes long, and that's the big challenge. Right? But there is, and until the body understands Ruchnius, even for a person who's striving, it could take 40 years, right? But there is one language the body does understand, the language of pain. The language of pain we do understand.
Now, 40 years is really maturity, that's what it is.
Well, I
want to ask them this, what is the 40 years? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that the 40 years, like Mora says, you can't go by this, you can't think about doing... I said, my cop, all these things, the person's not allowed to enter into thinking of those things until he's 41.
Yeah, but...
Because there's a certain level of maturity.
Yeah, okay, but how do you define maturity? Gufa, what is the pshat of maturity?
Yes, whatever it is.
No. So maturity is when That no, so I saw a makubal will
I'm
tell you that maturity.
The passage of 40 years, since you have to reach a certain.
Well, that's not so. But what's the shot here though? There says at 40 years.
No, shots impossible.
Well, you are not. No, no, but 40. I'm over 40.
So what is the pshat? I wanted to ask for. I was going to hold back for another share. So it says the pasuk says until 40 years, right? Just like the mun. Right? Some lessons that we were taught in the midbar, we taught in 5 years, or 10 years, and in one day, right? In a process of a few months, 90 days. Here, right? The mun was a 40-year process that was taught every day, right? This is until 40 years. So that means what? If I start learning at 20 to 40. So then the 40
went
from 40 to 60.
No, so I think she is right that it's 40 is a quality, not a quantity. Echos, not a common.
So then, when you're saying,
I'm just saying, why can't it be like that? Why does it have to take any time? Answer is because the body is not in sync, in perfect sync with the spiritual, and that's why it takes time. Yes.
So it's just a qualitative aspect of that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows what ladies got?
Right. Well, that makes sense why different people in the church different points of life.
Yeah. No, it's like Ruth is saying. It's a quality, not a quantity. But that's the pshat in maturity, though. So it made me mokum sheba. What's pshat in maturity? Maturity is when there's a certain, that the body finally is sort of caught up to the pace of the neshama. You know, that's what mature. That's what a mature individual is. Not a baby. He's not, he's living, in pace with ideas and values and not just what I feel like, right? Mabali, right? But here's the thing. But the language of pain is a language that the body always understands. And that's the tochacha. And that's why this parsha is the tochacha also. This is far as I say, it's a zayar. It says, at the end of the tochacha, elu divrei habris. Right? Divrei habris, so frek the zayar, it should say, elu divrei adin, divrei agvura, right? Why bris? No, we have to realize that the tochacha is that when we just don't get it, that's where the tochacha comes, because the body, we just don't see it the way we should be seeing it, because we see it the way the media, the fake news, tells us to see it, right? We hear it the way we're not seeing it the way we should be seeing it. We don't hear it the way we should be hearing it. The Rebbe Hashem is sending us messages all the time. I'm really ashamed of myself why I'm not sittering and I'm not doing tshuva, because we had Harvey and there's Irma and now we're talking about Jose coming right. It's unbelievable. There's like another hurricane coming. Rebbe Hashem is being machriv the world. Rebbe Hashem is
going straight up Florida like that. It's making a sharp right turn. And it's going straight up.
You think it'll come to New York?
It's going now. It veered more to the West Coast than the West Coast.
Where are fake cliff?
I don't care about the East Coast. I don't care about the West Coast.
You care about the West Coast more than the East Coast?
The East Coast, I care.
Right.
I don't care about the West Coast. That's where Fort Myers and all those places. Mostly Goyish. The Jews are all on the East Coast.
No,
it's
but not.
Not in all those places.
No. First of all, it says, "Ain puronius ba'al le'olam el b'shul Yisrael," that we should take Musar, is that like learn from them, so it won't happen to you. So we still have to wake up.
We should stop wearing bikinis on the beach there. They should stop wearing shrimp plied.
Did they say the winds is 2,000 miles per hour?
You know what the shrimp plied is?
I remember.
You know what the shrimp plied? You know what shrimp plied are? You know what shrimp plied are? What the women, when they want to go swimming, so they wear these, almost like burkas.
Burkas.
But it became very, so the women were see them, they all did it. They all got it before. But now that the Muslims are becoming an economic force, all the designers are designing swimwear. Literally goes from here all the way down, made of swimming material. And they're called shrimp plied. And that's how they go swimming. They actually go in the ocean. They go in the ocean, even if there are men around, because they're wearing shrimp clothes.
The Chinese have something similar.
You don't know
similar.
Anything about it?
No, I mean,
you
I
can look
it
up
to the,
on
I
YouTube.
The ocean. No, I see all these from companies.
It's the cover-ups.
But now the Arab,
but they still won't go mix them in with them.
No, the whole fashion houses are starting to make, because they want to sell. Everything's commercialism. They want to sell it to the Arabs.
They've been making it in China for years, the same idea. The only thing in China is so terrible, full of algae, skin algae.
Oh, so that's what
they have. They have suits that only their eyes are
like the divers wear.
Yeah.
The divers wear.
Okay. Okay. Anyway. But I just wanted so to go full circle, right? So that's the inyan, right? The so that's the inyan of the tochacha. It is God's language to us for when we don't get it, and that's why it's divrei abris. So first of all, we brought up, if anyone would look around, and this Chassidus is very attuned to, that if you see something happen by someone, Akash was saying, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, you know, it's so nispo from a Meister, from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, that the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the brother of the Noam Elimelech, was once walking around, in Kavonis, and then some Ukrainian guy, his wagon overturned and all his hay spilled out. So he calls Reb Zusha, "Hey, you Jew, help me." And Zusha said, "Look, hey, buddy, I'm busy. I can't. Say, you could. You just don't want to." So Reb Zusha says, was nispal. Hay fell. Hay, kayadua, and the hay in the shem yudke vavke. The hay tata, the final hay, is the meat of malchus that falls, that we're in Golis, it's the offer. And I could lift it. I just don't want to. Oy. Thank you very much. He ditched him there. He said, but he got his message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That I could be Mala the Hey Tatoa, the Hey, right? Yeah, right? Yeah, Reb Tzadok brings that mice. Reb Tzadok was a big intellectual. He brings in a few of his farm. He's so nispoh from that mice. And he says, that's the Chiddush of the Besht. To teach us to see messages from that's a nine Leos, says nine Mishma and Lev Lavin, right? That's to see messages, but if you don't get it, you don't get it. And Rebosh is sending us messages all the time, right? But if we don't get it, there's the language of pain, because that the body, even the densest body, understands. And that's why the Tocha is Divrei Habris, because that language the body doesn't, because the body doesn't understand the language of intellect, the language of Musar.
I'll tell you a story about the Chazon Ish.
Right.
Very similar good. Story.
Go ahead.
Very similar story.
Go ahead.
I should tell it now.
Tell it now.
The Chazon Ish used to take a walk. He had a bad stomach. He had to take a walk every day. He would pick himself up and he would walk. And every day he would pass a certain house. And he's an old man. And the person didn't recognize who he is. He didn't know who he was at all. And he sees every day he's walking, like a street walking. So finally he runs over to him and he tells him, "I don't understand. You're an old man. What are you walking? You're walking all the time. Why didn't you... You don't know how to learn," he says. He's talking to the Chazon Ish. "You don't know how to learn? You could at least open up a Tillum and say Tillum. But why do you have to like waste your time walking like that?" So one day, that man had a problem. And people told him, "You have to go see the Chazon Ish." So he walks in. He had never seen the Chazon Ish before. He walks in. And it's the man he sees walking back that he said, "Busser, he should say Tillum." And he realizes it's the Chazon Ish. So he goes, "Oh my God, I don't know what I came across. I don't know how I ever say such a thing. I know who you were. I made a mistake." Chazon Ish says, "Don't worry about it." He says, "Why should I worry about it?" He says, "Because after you told me that," he says, "there's no Nebuah in this world. You were telling me, you still wanted to tell me, you're not saying Tehillim. You should be saying Tehillim. You're the one that he sent to tell me. After you told me to say Tehillim, I made a shit thing to say to him every day." That's the way we get our messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu now.
Okay.
So that was such a good... That was Rudinsky told the story.
Uh-huh.
And the tape I listened to. I always tell the story because if you've got your ears open, sometimes people come over and they say things to you. You don't always have to get mad at the person. Sometimes he's right. Usually you let your, you get insulted. But a lot of times the person, even the worst person, is telling you the right thing,
Yeah.
So you say, "Good. Thank you very much.
So what's the message you're telling me now?"
Right. Okay, so that's what I think. We have to say it's a tocha.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
But
you always have to realize what
that is. And that's it of tocha, and then of course we shall help, We have, three hurricanes back to back, because that's really what the other tocha in Parshas Bechukos said, "Im tocho im me carry."
What everybody says, "What is the Eibush? Do tshuva. Learn some more." They always say. That's a kind of simple message all the time. No, it's always the message they give you. You see a tragedy, sit down and learn some more. You get tired a little bit of that message, It's a good message, but I mean, it's...
Okay, but look, the Rebbe Baruch Hu is sending us the message of pain, and you know, and it's better to get it, you know, better to get it ahead of time than to get it lachar zman, Rebbe Baruch Hu. We should all have a naim liros asnai mishpah, leva das.
With all the global warmingness, you know, the global warming, everything, they don't think there's a God in the world. It's a global warming. Rebbe says, I'll show you who's boss. I am the boss, and every time you start to forget about it, I'm the boss, I'll show you who's the boss.
All right, brush up. We shall have open our eyes and our ears and our hearts. Good to have you back, Rav Tzvi.